Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Question and answer time. We're going to jump right in it. If you got a question, send it on over. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469. We had a couple of questions come in via phone call this week. So we're going to go to Laura, who is listening to us on Joy 1340 AM and 98.7 FM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and see what she has to ask us.
Hi, my name is Lauren from Milwaukee. And I am wondering, as the temperatures will be getting colder here in a month or so, what should I bring in that's potted, and what should I leave outside? So there's some veggies, there's some flowers. What can stay in and what can stay out, and how do I know that? Have a good one. Bye.
All right, Lauren, not Laura. What can we do to help her on that? What can we bring in? What should we bring in? What should we not bring in over the winter?
So you really have to assess what you want to keep, what you want to grow next year. But one thing you can
what's
going to
be the easiest
what's
too
be the
yeah.
easiest, what you have space for. So anything you could do, you could overwinter peppers, or you could just bring those in. And same thing with like container tomatoes. And then also, even if you have like green beans in containers, you could bring those in.
Well, we're talking about, you know, if it's in, it's not so much you're digging it out of the ground, if it's in a container. This is key. You really don't want to dig things out of the ground and bring, there's already going to be bugs and issues potentially with the containers in which you have that you're transitioning from outdoors to indoors.
Right. So, yeah, if it's in a container. Now, flowers, it all just depends on what you're trying to bring in. Especially if it's something that is a bulb versus just a plant. But you can definitely experiment with those, especially if they're in a container. And you might have to do a little bit of research.
Right. It mileage may vary on the plants and the location in your backyard.
Well, that and wherever you live.
Yes.
Depending on what zone you're in, you might not even have to bring something.
Right. But in the Milwaukee area, it gets cold. So things,
For sure.
All right, let's go to Jerry, who's listening to us on WAM, W-A-A-M, 1600 AM and 92.7 FM out of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
My name is Jerry, and it's regarding the shape and size of the produce in my garden, specifically my pole beans, which I'm planting Kentucky Wonder and other varieties, but they're not coming out nice and round like a bean should look. They end up flat. I thought maybe I got the bad seed, but this has been going on for several years now. Also, some of my other produce, my peppers, etc., the plants are not as large and vigorous as they should be. The produce is somewhat on the small side. So I'd like your thoughts on that.
All right. Well, we have had this and do have this problem where the pole beans have this flat tendency, not the round. The bush beans are fine. We have Kentucky Wonder pole beans that are doing the same thing, and did not realize until Jerry called and then we did some research, this is a big problem.
Yeah, it appears to be a big problem. And one thing is that a lot of the times it's the bean you're using. So if you keep saving your seeds year and year, years after year, it kind of reverts back to whether it was hybridized or what, and that's why the beans are flat. But also you have the issue of if you have extreme temperatures or a water situation where maybe it's getting too much water, not enough water, the bean is going to grow flat like that just because it has that variance in its climate.
Right. Remember that half runner type beans have a natural tendency for genetic variations such as flat and or tough beans. So what do we do with this situation? We want to, if we are seeing this happen, we want to purchase from a reputable seed company. And if you are very concerned about this, you can pick the beans when they are at very small stage and or get a hold of the seed company and say, hey, here's what I'm doing, whether it's Seed Saver Exchange or some other reputable seed company. Do you or have you been seeing this in your seed stock? Because when they grow these seeds to full maturity, pop the pods and take the seeds out. So this is a problem that is occurring, at least on our pole beans. Our bush beans, we've seen no issue whatsoever. They've been as pretty can be.
Now, as far as the peppers for Jerry here, yes. I would definitely say get a soil test. I've actually had a number of people, it seems like this year, ask me, you know, my peppers aren't producing or this isn't producing like it used to. And I ask them, have you ever had a soil test? And they say no. Well,
what?
That's gonna, yeah. That's probably why, especially before you start dumping, you know, more phosphorus or potassium or something in your soil, get a soil test.
Yeah, pay. I'm just pulling numbers out of the air. $22 for a soil test versus buying $40 worth of fertilizer and not knowing if you're fixing the problem or potentially making the problem worse by over-fertilizing the soil, whether it's organic or inorganic.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.